The AMA wants Congress to reverse cuts in Medicare physician payments that are expected in January of 2004. Dr. Richard Roberts teaches family medicine at the University of Wisconsin Medical School. He says physician payments under Medicare have gone down while expenses have gone up.
And at some point you say, I can't continue to do this if it costs me, you know, $50 to provide a service and Medicare pays me $40. You can't stay in business very long. So that's why a number of physicians have begun to restrict their practice. It won't take new Medicare patients.
Robert says the current Medicare system is failing both doctors and patients and affects those who don't even use the program.
As time has gone by, the federal government's funding of it has really not been sufficient. And what that means is that because it's such an important funder of health care, is that the cost of providing services then gets shifted on to everybody else. Those that have commercial or other kinds of health insurance end up paying more than they would otherwise pay because Medicare is not paying a sufficient amount.
Meanwhile, in Washington, President Bush is backing away from his desire to privatize Medicare, but he is urging Congress to pass his $400 billion Medicare drug benefit plan for seniors. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.